La Crosse County ranks third highest in the state for binge drinking among 18 to 25-year-olds, according to Pat Ruta. She's a chairwoman for the county's coalition called Changing the Culture of Risky Drinking Behavior. She says the $87,000 grant they received will go toward research and planning to address the problem. Ruta says the issue may go deeper than college crowds simply overdoing it.
Why is it that in one state there's not very much binge drinking in that 18 to 25-year-old age bracket? What is it that they do in their communities that really address this issue?
The Department of Health Services handed the grants down from money received by the federal government. Karen Timberlake is the department's secretary. She says much of the problem comes back to social norms that surround drinking in the state.
What is it that parents are teaching kids about what is acceptable when it comes to alcohol consumption? Are parents hosting drinking parties at home for their underage teenagers? You know, how can we make sure that some of that behavior changes?
Ruta recognizes that some people will always try to give binge drinking the brush off.
If you don't go to a downtown location on the weekend, you just don't even realize exactly what the activity is. I think there is a resistance to this is our culture and this is what we do.
Dane, Marathon, and Dunn counties also received grant money to address the matter. A report by DHS from 2004 to 2006 says Dunn County had the highest prevalence for binge drinking among adults 18 and older at 38%. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.